You have enough to field a roster, enough to have a pitching rotation?
Yeah, actually, even though the arms are young, surprisingly deep in the pitching. I think little league regulations are starting to really pay off for us, where the pitch count. So kids come up and they're used to pitching before the pitch count in little league. Kids were not as excited to pitch, but now they've been doing it for so many years. It's just a matter of tweaking their arm slot or what they do with their lower body or whatever. But it's we've got 12 kids out this year, which is fewer than I expected, but they're coming to practice every day. They're working hard. We've made good strides, and they're doing a lot of good things in practice, which is exciting to watch. And we as coaches have been kind of taking this 2 or 3 year mentality with them versus having it all together this year. We'll see how that pays off for us. We're really relying upon a couple of key players to provide that leadership. Loudon Sandhoffer is our returning junior this year. He's our catcher. He pitched for us last year. He's so tested in varsity basketball, and he's doing a really good job leading for us this year. And then the other one we're really throwing into the leadership role this year on the team is Thomas Durkin, and he's a sophomore. He pitched really well for us last year. He went to a baseball camp in August down in Washington last year, and came away with a lot of techniques that helped him become a better pitcher. He actually, for his age group, got the most outstanding pitcher for the week-long camp, which was kind of exciting. Sawyer Briner, a sophomore, was injured most of the season last year, so he's got a lot of potential. Swinging the bat really well for us in practice. He's good, solid fielder. He's a good pitcher. Getting a sophomore. Thomas is a sophomore, so they're young kids, and that's something that's going to be exciting to watch for the next couple of years. And then the other returner from last year's tournament squad, Stone Morgan, another sophomore. He did really well for us last year as a freshman. It's kind of surprised, I think, surprised opponents a little bit. But he's grown a lot. So his velocity and his pitching is improved. It's just a matter of getting him some technique that he's going to have to work on over the next couple of years to make sure his arm doesn't give out on him as we go through. From there, it's kids that a lot of some freshmen, some sophomores that decided to play this year. We actually have a junior that decided to play. He hasn't played since Little League, so a sophomore that was on the JV team last year and didn't get to see any varsity action. But with this youth movement, it's kind of exciting as a coach. It takes a little bit of the pressure off of trying to make sure that we're super competitive against every team. We know we're going to have to work hard, and we're going to have to improve. And if we just keep on improving every practice and every game, by tournament time, we're going to have improved a lot. And then building into next year, where we're going to pick up some pretty good little baseball players as incoming freshmen. I think the kids have kind of bought into that a little bit, and that's exciting to see them. They're, like I said, they're practicing really hard. We've actually had really good Friday practices, which has been kind of an Achilles heel for the team in the past few years. The Fridays always seem to be a challenging practice. So I'm excited about that.
All right, anything other thoughts on the start of the season here?
I'm just glad the snow's gone. We did get stuck in that crazy storm that blew through. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen at the ball field. Just went from windy to literally the eye of the storm passing over top of us. I've never experienced that. It was just absolutely crazy. We got caught in it and finally just said, go home. Batten down the hatches at home, so to speak. So some crazy weather, but we sure have been, now that the spring seems to have arrived, it's sure nice up there. Just if you're coming on Friday or Saturday, remember it's a cold spot, dress warm.